Even this episode, 3199 AN. Today's date is October 29th, 2023. And the title of the episode is Green New Deal is Dead. People see the World Economic Forum Central Bank agenda. TikTok. Let's talk about your health. Did you know one of the leading reasons skin begins to sag or form wrinkles isn't necessarily because of old age, but because our bodies are missing out on essential collagen? You see, we produce 10% less collagen every decade once we hit 30, and that's a major reason behind those pesky wrinkles. Adding just a little collagen to your diet can have noticeable effects for your skin and youthfulness, preferably the sooner the better. That's why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, have turned to this cutting-edge new substance to help reduce visible lines of aging. It uses the top five most researched types of collagen, which is essential for skin health, to support skin elasticity and skin hydration. These five collagen types are difficult to find on their own, but they're all included in every scoop. Just mix the serving with your favorite morning drink to give your skin the building blocks it needs to reignite a youthful glow. The best part I love is you get 53% off the rest of the month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts valued at over $500 free with every order for a limited time, including free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Get yours now by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, or click the link in the description. You won't regret it. Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, their entire agenda to push us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, is completely and utterly falling apart. And all the patriots needed to do was allow this to completely play out, and people would see the truth. And that's exactly what is happening right now. As the entire push to bring us into the Green New Deal, and as they're continually pushing everyone to get electric vehicles, trying to push wind and solar energy, trying to destroy the food supply, people, they're fighting back and they're pushing back. No matter how much the government gives, no matter how much the government subsidizes all of this, it is not working because the people aren't going along with it. And we can see there's a lot of solar panel companies, wind power companies. They are in trouble right now. When you look at the EV market is in trouble right now. Actually, Ford, they paused a $12 billion EV investment. They're saying that electric vehicles, they're just way too expensive. And the demand is slowing like they've never seen before. What does that tell you? It tells you the people of this country, and people around the world, they're not buying what they're selling. So right now, they're saying, yeah, we're not moving forward with this. Now, remember, the government has been subsidizing all of this. Can you imagine if there were no subsidies? Do you think they even tackle this? Do you think they even go forward with this? Do you think they would actually lay out the cost? No, they wouldn't. They would have never gone into the EV market. This is the government trying to push this on the people, and they're giving a lot of money to corporations to say, yes, this is the direction we need to go in. And once again, the government doesn't understand the people. Why? Because those individuals, they are installed. They have a completely different agenda than we, the people. And this is what people are seeing. The people are also seeing the entire economic system completely implode. It doesn't matter at this point what the government says, doesn't matter what BLS says, because people, they don't need the statistical numbers to tell them that there's a problem. They don't need government to say, hey, by the way, the economy's great, even though you believe it's not great. And even though you're experiencing inflation, high fuel costs, and food is going up, and you know this Halloween candy is double of what it was last year, that makes no difference. You need to believe us. The economy's great. The people aren't believing them. And they don't need the government to tell them anything because the people, they could see it all. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots wanted. They wanted the people to see it all. They wanted the people to experience it. So this way they understood and they knew. Because you could tell people until you're blue in the face. But again, until people experience it firsthand, they're just not going to believe. It's almost like a child when you say, you know, the stove is hot, don't touch it. The stove is hot and don't touch it. And they're like, I don't really, is it really that hot? Let me try. And they touch the stove and they go, holy crap, it is. I burnt myself. Then they realize I'm never going to touch that stove again because I know it's hot. The same thing's happening right now with people in the economy. They hear the government saying one thing. They're saying, you know, jobs are great. The economy is fantastic. Inflation is under control. The fuel prices aren't that bad. And the people are going, yeah, you know something? It is really that bad. And it looks like you're doing absolutely nothing because why would you do something if you're telling us everything's great? So you're seeing something completely different. Now, on the other end, you have Trump telling everyone, no, there's a depression coming. I see it. Everyone can feel it. Everyone knows it. And we're going to have to do something about this in the long run. And that's exactly what's happening. Actually, when you look at the food prices right now, I think the American people, the families, they could tell that there are problems. Because this is the second year in a row where U.S. shoppers are seeing double-digit inflation in the candy aisle. And this tells you everything you need to know. Because everything is going up, or the value of the currency is continually declining. And as the value of the currency continues declines, that means it takes a lot more of those pieces of paper to buy the same exact thing. And this is what people are starting to see. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they needed to accelerate this plan like we've never seen before, so people could see it very, very clearly. It's almost like a slap in the face. Okay, wake up. Do you see it now? Because remember, the central bankers, what they like to do is they like to take what is happening and mask it and do it over a long period of time. This way, nobody notices. Actually, if you go back to 1971, they continually make excuses as we move forward. Oh, wait, you can't have one person making an income? Well, then you need two people making an income. And then they make up a whole story why women should go back to work. And they make this entire whole push on that subject, and they put it into articles, and they do this to convince you that this is the right thing. The same thing that happens when you're purchasing items. They tell you, oh, no, don't purchase it with cash anymore. Don't pay it for it in full. The better thing to do, and everyone's doing it, is to finance or to lease. Actually, we started off in financing, and when they realized that inflation was really picking up over time, they had to move everything to leasing. Those were the automobiles. And they convince you that this was the right thing. It made it look really cheap. Oh, look, no money down. That's how it started. Look how cheap the lease price is, because you're actually renting something and you're not owning it. Hey, that sounds very, very familiar. Isn't that what the World Economic Forum wants to do? They want everyone to own nothing and you'll be happy. Well, think about the process that they started, because actually leasing is renting. You're not really, you don't own the car. The bank does. So they already started that process to convince you that this was the right thing. And then if you fast forward to today, you can go into like the sell your phone stores, and you can see most of these stores have like two prices. You can pay in full, or you can pay this out over time. Actually, if you go to Amazon or anything else, they always give you that option to pay it out over time, because they realize and they understand the system's breaking down. This is what it looks like when the system breaks down. You can't afford anything because the value of your currency continually declines, and it makes it impossible for you to survive. All you have to do is do a little experiment. Remove all credit and try to live off of your paycheck and see if you can pay for everything and see what you can do. Because a lot of people can't survive without the credit cards. Let's talk about your health. Did you know one of the leading reasons skin begins to sag or form wrinkles isn't necessarily because of old age, but because our bodies are missing out on essential collagen? You see, we produce 10% less collagen every decade once we hit 30, and that's a major reason behind those pesky wrinkles. Adding just a little collagen to your diet can have noticeable effects for your skin and youthfulness, preferably the sooner the better. That's why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, have turned to this cutting-edge new substance to help reduce visible lines of aging. It uses the top five most researched types of collagen, which is essential for skin health, to support skin elasticity and skin hydration. These five collagen types are difficult to find on their own, but they're all included in every scoop. Just mix the serving with your favorite morning drink to give your skin the building blocks it needs to reignite a youthful glow. The best part I love is you get 53% off the rest of the month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts valued at over $500 free with every order for a limited time, including free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Get yours now by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, or click the link in the description. You won't regret it, because they just don't have enough cash to pay for everything. And that's why everyone's always juggling everything. And that's why people are finding it very difficult to make ends meet. And actually now it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. But the other thing that's very interesting is that we come to find out that total bank deposits on a seasonally adjusted basis crashed by a massive $83.7 billion last week. This is the biggest outflow since SVB. So this is very concerning right there. And on a non-seasonally adjusted, the deposit outflows were even larger, $129 billion. That tells you we're heading in the wrong direction right now. And I think people are starting to realize this, and people are starting to understand that whatever the central bank tells you, whatever the World Economic Forum tells you, whatever the deep state players, the corrupt politicians tell you, it's always the opposite. And I think people are starting to understand and realize that it is always the opposite. And when you look at what the corporations have been telling you, they're always afraid of change. Anything that challenges what they do, where they have the control, they do not like. Bitcoin Magazine put this out on X and said, Uber is a bad idea. That was coming from the taxis and all the people that represented the taxis. Airbnb is a bad idea. That was coming from hotels. Computers are a bad idea. That was coming from newspapers. Bitcoin is a bad idea. Well, that's coming from banks, from the central bankers. And now it's starting to make sense. And really think about what Trump and the Patriots have done right now. They have shown you inflation. And as people see inflation, they realize that their currency, it's not going very far. Actually, the younger generation, they realize there's problems. They're blaming it on capitalism, which is completely wrong. It's actually the central bank. It's all the stimulus and everything that they've been doing in the background that has devaluing the currency. And this is why these individuals are finding it very, very difficult to survive. But what they're understanding right now is that the currency isn't going that far. There's something wrong. And actually, as this accelerates, these younger generation and the older generation, they're going to finally see it. They're going to see like, wow, look at this. I can't even go into a store right now and purchase the same items that I just purchased last week or 2 weeks or 2 months ago. Actually, people are putting up their items from a year ago and they're going, look at the difference. Look how much more I had to spend. I mean, there's something wrong here. Now, once again, you needed the people to see all of this. You needed the people to understand of what the central bank system actually is and what it does to your wealth. It destroys it over time. And as time goes on, the central bank system continually chips away at it. Now, they like to do this over a very long period of time, so nobody knows what's happening. I do believe Trump and the Patriots said, listen, we know they're bringing us into the Great Reset. We know they're bringing us into the Green New Deal. We need to wake the people up and make them understand what is actually happening with their currency. What's actually happening with the economy? What's actually happening with the Green New Deal? Because we need the people to be on our side when we make this incredible move to a people's economy. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots needed to show everyone. And that's why I do believe when we go through 2024, we're going to see on the one side, with the Biden administration, the World Economic Forum, the central banks, I do believe they're going to continually tell us that everything is great. Everything is under control. Don't worry about it. Yes, we might see some, you know, road bumps in the future, but don't worry about it. Actually, this is what they said back in 2008, 2009, when we entered a recession during that same year. So I think they're going to do the exact same thing. But since everything's accelerated and since everything's out of whack, I think people are going to see the truth of the matter. The truth of the matter is that this system doesn't work for the people. The truth of the matter is that the system that we're in today, which was created by the central bank going all the way back to 1913, it enslaves you and it makes you work harder and harder for less and less, because that's exactly what the system does. That's why you see all the people complaining. Because as time goes on, what happens? You're working or you're taking two jobs just to make ends meet, because inflation and higher fuel costs, well, it's getting worse, which means you're working harder, but you're not showing that you're getting ahead. You're actually falling behind. That's why those people who retire, when they're on a fixed income, they can't survive inflation. So when you look at what's happening right now and you look at the older generation, they're feeling it because they're on a fixed income. And they're like, well, I retired and now I have to go back to work just to make up the difference because of inflation and I'm on a fixed income. So I need to fill that gap. The younger generation, well, they don't have savings. They're starting out and whatever they're receiving right now really doesn't go that far. So a lot of the younger generation, they're working very hard and they're like, why am I doing this? This makes no sense. Those people in the middle who have families who've been working, they say, okay, inflation's getting bad, but we're falling behind on our bills. I'm going to have to take a weekend job just to make ends meet. So everyone is now working a lot harder, but they're not receiving the benefit from their work. It's actually worse now than it ever was. And I think this is really waking the population up. The people are really understanding all of this. And no matter what Biden says, no matter what the Federal Reserve says, no matter what Janet Yellen says, they're detached from reality. They're not on the same wavelength as the people of this country. And when the people hear them speak, it makes no sense whatsoever, because everyone knows their financing. Everyone knows how much they have to pay in bills. Everyone knows that this is how much I receive when I work. And the government can tell them whatever they want. The people aren't going to believe. And I do believe this is going to work against the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum in the end. And as Trump continually tells the truth and tells everyone the economy's falling apart, I do believe people are going to have a aha moment, a wake-up call, and they're going to start to realize, you know something? If Biden is continually telling us that everything is fine, he's never going to do anything to fix it. The other guy is telling us that we have major problems in the economy. And actually, he showed us how an economy can actually function where we have a lot more in our pockets. That's what everyone experienced from 2016 all the way up to 2020. Everyone's experiencing the opposite now, and it's getting worse. So I think in the end, Trump and the Patriots, they're going to have the people on their side, because this move that is coming to move us into the central bank system, this is going to be one of the biggest moves that we've ever seen, because the central banks, they don't like to lose control. They don't want to lose control of the creation of currency. That's why they're trying to bring us into the central bank digital currency, because they want full control. But Trump, the Patriots, they need the people of this country and the people of the world, because when the people of the world see what the United States is doing, they're going to follow suit, which means Trump and other leaders, actual leaders, not the installed leaders, they're going to have the people with them, and this move will be much, much easier to do, because the people will see the central bank trying to fight back. I mean, you could see it today, as clear as day, that they're pushing very, very hard to bring us someplace that people really don't want to go. So they're going to push even harder and even create events to scare the people into where they want them to go. Because they're not just going to throw up their hands and say, okay, I guess we lost. All right, we no longer control the creation of currency. Everyone is on their own. We're not going to loan them the currency anymore, and you don't have to pay it back. They're just not going to give up. They're going to fight to the very end. But Trump and the Patriots, they know when we go through all of this, they'll have the people on their side, and it will make this move a lot easier. And I do believe that is exactly what we see coming down the pike, because as 2024 happens and we approach the 2024 election, the economy is just going to completely implode on itself, and the people are going to know who's responsible. And there's no escape for the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, because once the people know, they can't unknow it. So they're screwed in the end. And the people, they're going to be with Trump. They're going to be with other leaders saying, no, we want an economy that works for us. And it's going to make it a lot easier for the Patriots to move us to where we need to be. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.